You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna, and now for Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Susitna Valley, created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions and Talkeetna Community Radio. From comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. Hi, I'm your host, Jenny Burr. Tonight, a tooth nugget.
When you wake up in the morning and it's 12:45, you want to have a little fun. You brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and it's 1:45, you don't know what you should do. You brush your teeth.
We all know the adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But does that hold true for dentists too? Is there a connection between our mouths and our overall health? Tonight we'll be exploring how the mouth is connected to the rest of the body. Joining us tonight is Dr. Tina Dulkey, who works at Sunshine Community Health Center's dentist. Dr. Tina, welcome to Nuggets.
Hello, Jenny. It's nice to be here. Thanks.
Dr. Tina, can you give us a little background on how the dental office fits into Sunshine Community Health Center?
I can. The dental clinic has been in full-time operation since September of 05, about 2 years ago when I moved here. It was part-time before that. There's even some other dentists who have been coming up to Talkeetna, either volunteering their services or helping out the community health center. But really since September 2 years ago, we've been able to really complete the community health center circle, which, you know, includes primary health care, behavioral health services, and then, of course, we have the dental integrated into that as well. And so we've been able to complete that, and even more recently, we've been able to have clinics for patients with diabetes to have eye care screenings, and there's been a lot going on to complete the whole body health at the community health center. That's what we're kind of all about, and so I've been very privileged to be providing the dental aspect of that.
So I've noticed that the Halloween costumes and candy are already out at the grocery stores, and I remember when I was young, everybody telling me that my teeth would fall out if I ate too much of that candy. So I'm curious, how does eating sugar really affect your teeth?
Well, that's a pretty good question because it's multifactorial. Sugar can affect your teeth not by causing cavities, but sugar can change, bacteria can eat sugar, and the bacteria produce acid that causes cavities. So what happens is if you have a lot of bacteria in your mouth, then they're going to be producing a lot of acid every time you eat, you know, refined sugars or carbohydrates. If you don't have a lot of bacteria in your mouth, but you're eating a lot of sugar, you're giving what bacteria you do have in your mouth a lot of ammunition, so to say. Then you're gonna get cavities that way. If you don't eat a lot of sugar and you have bacteria in your mouth, then you know your cavities are probably going to be less. You're probably not going to have as many cavities. So it's not really sugar that's causing cavities, but we tell you not to eat sugar because everybody has bacteria in your mouth, and if you can starve them of what they need, then you probably won't get cavities. And there's, like I said, it's pretty multifactorial, and hopefully we'll get into that a little bit more as we talk.
Thanks. How does nutrition affect the health of people's mouth and teeth, just in a general sort of a way?
Well, let's see. Nutrition in general. I think that it's really important for people, like obviously we just talked about sugar, but you want to have a good diet full of, you know, vitamins, minerals, everything to not just keep your teeth and your mouth healthy, but you want to keep your whole body healthy. And when I think of nutrition, you know, right now, and maybe it's just because I'm a dentist, but the biggest thing I see right now is just the consumption of soda, and especially children, but it doesn't help adults either. And that's just a lot of just sugar in general. People are drinking and eating a lot of sugar these days, and the soda is especially doubly bad because it also not only has sugar in it, but it has acid. And I just talked a little bit briefly about, you know, bacteria producing acid that causes cavities. Well, the soda has the acid right in it. And so so that's why soda's so bad. But this is not just, you know, nutrition of your mouth, like of your teeth that we're talking about, of your oral cavity. We're talking about like nutrition in your whole body. You know, drinking a lot of soda, that's going to affect your muscles and your bones as well, and deprive your muscles and your bones from the important minerals that they need, like calcium, to grow. And the same would be true with teeth as well. And you just really want to have an overall good level of nutrition and prevent the sometimes, you know, chronic diseases that we get as adults, you know. And once you have some of these chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure and all these things that can really complicate your life and your lifestyle as an adult, you know, it doesn't make anything easier for your mouth either. We all have been hearing about connections between the bacteria in your mouth and how it's related to heart disease. And if you have diabetes, chances are that you might have some gum and tooth problems as well. So there's a lot of connections there, and it all starts with just taking care of your own body and your own nutrition, and realizing what's healthy and what your body can handle, and staying on top of it, being proactive and preventive. And that's another thing I think that Sunshine Health Center is all about.
So Dr. Tina, what do you consider good nutrition choices then for oral health and overall health?
Like I said, everybody reacts, you know, to foods differently and whatnot. Like, I've seen a lot of patients come in and, oh yeah, I eat a lot of sugar, I have a great sweet tooth, but they have beautiful teeth. And then I have another patient come in and, oh no, there's no soda at home, you know, we really are careful with our diet. And then I can see in their teeth they have a lot of cavities, and everybody's a little bit different. So you have to know what's right for you. And so really just counseling to see what's best, either with your physician or like a dietitian, you know, your dentist, in terms of your oral health, what's going to protect your teeth and your mouth. Other good nutrition choices, obviously we talked about refined sugars being really bad for you, so you want to stick to really good natural sugars, you know, anything that you find in fruit has sugar in it, you know, but it's really important to get the vitamins and everything that you need from fruit to stay healthy. And you want to stay away from processed foods, and definitely soda, and definitely energy drinks, and those are all just things that are very convenient, very cheap, and it's hard to make good nutrition choices, but pretty important. And so that's what I kind of think of as good nutrition choices, just things that you can grow and, you know, have substance anyway.
All right, thanks. Now we're going to take a little break and hear a few quick words from Bill Cosby.
Now the dentist pulls out a needle. This is to deaden the pain. So open up. Now a regular doctor giving you a shot will go, and that's it. Dentists don't do that. They go, and you're there. Then they want to talk to you. Do you ever do any fishing?
You're listening to Nuggets on KTNA 88.9. I'm your host, Jenny Burr, and tonight we're having a tooth nugget with Dr. Tina Dahlke. So we heard a little bit about what Bill Cosby thinks about dentists, but we tend to like our doctor a little bit better. So, Dr. Tina, what about stress? How does that end up impacting the health of your mouth?
Well, as Bill just demonstrated, can make going to dental appointments really hard.
Yes.
That's a different kind of stress. In fact, just today I was talking about two different kinds of stress with somebody. And there's, you know, there's obvious stress that you hear about in daily media, emotional stress, things in your life, you know, that you can't take care of. And then I also think about other kinds of stress, like chronic infection. And that's stress too. It's stress in your body. And periodontal disease is a chronic infection of your gums. It's a low-grade infection. Some people don't even know that they have it. But your body is constantly sending cells and using energy that might have been used somewhere else in your body to maybe, you know, fight other parts of or other infections or other bacteria that are in your body. They're sending all these cells and healing cells to your mouth to try and stop this low grade periodontal disease. And I think that that kind of stress can be pretty harmful for your overall health of your body. And like I mentioned a little bit earlier, the connection between bacteria in your mouth and possibly heart disease or diabetes. We're studying these things all the time these days to learn more and try and figure out what we can do to prevent these diseases, or if you do have diabetes, to be able to manage it and be able to control these low grade dental infections so that your blood sugars can get under control, you know. Kind of going off on a lot of different tangents there, but basically your oral cavity sometimes is the first sign of major stress going on.
And by oral cavity, are you meaning an actual hole in your tooth, or are you meaning something slightly different?
When I, there's a couple, anytime you have, you know, questions like that, just stop me and interrupt. But oral cavity, I refer to, that's like your mouth, your oral cavity. And then there's the cavities that you get in your teeth. And that's actually, like I said, this process of demineralization caused by acid in your teeth. And those are cavities. And then we have, if I also refer to like a cavity as caries, I don't know, I might whip that word out in here, but caries, dental caries is another term for that, that decalcification of your teeth and the cavity process. Eventually, you know, different bacteria will affect a way a cavity progresses in your mouth. And all right, so oral cavity, I refer to, that's just your mouth. And so a lot of times stresses that we see in our daily life will manifest themselves in your mouth. And a lot of folks come to see me because maybe they have jaw pain, or maybe, you know, their partner hit them in the shoulder at night and said, hey, something's, you know, you're squeaking your teeth together or something. What's going on? You're grinding your teeth, you know? And most studies will show that either physical stress or emotional stress is partly a cause of tooth grinding.
So when you have patients that come in with that's the signs of stress coming out in their mouth, do you then direct them towards the clinic, other clinic staff, or how do you sort of combat that? That larger problem,
right? And that's always a difficult conversation to have because it's a little abstract, you know. Not very many people are used to going to the dentist and then talking about their emotional problems. It's not necessarily my field of expertise either, and so I just give them as much information as I know, and then that's when, you know, a patient has the opportunity to really take control of their own health and really use all the services of the community health center that we have to offer, and it's all right there in that same building, and it's so beautiful that way. And so basically we just have a conversation. I tell them what I see going on in their mouth. We talk about, you know, medications that you're taking that can also cause stress in your body and change the way your body functions. So you'd want to definitely be able to screen for those kind of things. And we go through all this information and we come to kind of some conclusions. And, you know, if I really feel like during a follow-up visit that, you know, maybe you should get some of these other things checked out, or I can give referrals to either providers or behavioral health specialists or anything else. And then definitely just being a medical provider or a health professional, I should say, I would encourage anybody to live a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, running and exercising, like, that's really good for your body in general, and it also helps combat stress, you know, and we can have those kind of conversations too.
That makes sense. Another thing, mentioning exercise, one thing I wonder about is, you know, you hear a lot about you need to drink a certain amount of water every day, and it seems like news stories go all over the board with the amount that you should drink. But what does dehydration and having a dry mouth end up doing to teeth?
Actually, it has a lot to do with teeth. And it all starts with the saliva. Saliva is a very important part of your overall oral health. And the reason is because it acts as it has like buffering capacity. What that means is that, like I said, acid causes cavities. So if you have a very acidic mouth, and you have a very dry mouth, that acid is never going to balance out and become neutral. It's always going to end up being acidic and causing cavities and decalcification all over your mouth. So if you have saliva, which has this buffering capacity, then you can bring the pH or the acidity, you know, bring it back up so that it's more neutral and you don't have that kind of that damage to your teeth. And that's one function of saliva. The other function is saliva literally washes away bacteria and sugar from your teeth, you know. And that's really important. It can be maybe from, like you said, not drinking enough water every day. Or like I said, many medications have effects on your body. And there's so many medications out there. And I'm sure plenty of our listeners tonight are taking some of these medications that just dry out your mouth. And I don't know if you have any experience with that, but you feel like, you just can't get enough water. Just everything feels dry. Or maybe you notice it in your eyes. Maybe your eyes feel really dry. But those those salivary glands just shrink up, and they're so important for maintaining oral health. And
so if you do end up having a dry mouth, then is it important to drink even more water to keep your teeth sort of cleansed if your saliva isn't kicking in?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. There's some other things that we do at the dental office, you know, and another information that I can give you regarding, you know, a dry mouth and whatnot. But there are definitely, you know, if you don't want to be drinking water all day long, because that can get pretty difficult, there's saliva substitutes. There's chewing gum that has xylitol in it, not sugar, of course, and maybe not even that artificial sugar stuff, but xylitol is a natural sugar from birch trees, I believe, and it's they're doing more studies on xylitol and finding out that it's actually a type of sugar that bacteria can't digest, you know? Bacteria can't produce this acid after xylitol has been in your mouth, and they actually find that it's very healthy for your gums. And so you can get like a chewing gum that will stimulate saliva flow, and you can, then that's only if your jaws are healthy, you know. Dentists tell you not to chew gum if you are clenching or grinding your teeth at night. But these are all things that we can kind of talk about, and just making sure that you have that balance and drinking water, saliva substitutes, chewing gums with xylitol. Lots of things can help you.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a short break and let you ponder the saliva, and we'll be back in just a sec. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Nuggets on KTNA 88.9. I'm Jenny Burr, and tonight we're talking with local dentist Dr. Tina to find out more about how our health and the health of our mouths is connected to our overall health. And on that topic, Dr. Tina, what are some clues that you end up seeing in patients' mouths that suggest a systemic health problem or a problem in your greater body?
We talked a little bit about tooth grinding, and like I said, that could be caused by maybe emotional stress, but maybe there's some other kind of infection or something in your body that your body's trying to handle, and it manifests itself in your tooth grinding habit, you know? So we talked a little bit about tooth grinding. Another is just this periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is a preventable disease, and people don't have to get it. It's not necessarily hereditary, but in certain instances, like diabetes, which we know that some types of diabetes are hereditary, those folks, because of their circulation problems and the way your blood vessels are anatomically situated in your mouth, those folks will tend to have gum problems. And so Bleeding gums may be a sign that there's something systemic going on. And that's actually a really huge one. So not just diabetes, but like in pregnant women, if you have bleeding gums, obviously there's some hormonal changes going on. But if you, but if a pregnant woman has full-blown periodontal disease, you know, we definitely want to make sure that they're getting the oral health care that they need, because that's a risk factor that woman may have a preterm baby or a low birth weight baby. And so we want to make sure that those things are screened for, and it's another one of those connections that we want to be aware of. But it's mostly a gums. Mostly we can see it in your gums, and a lot of times we can see it in your tongue as well, but mostly your gums.
Does the dental program at Sunshine Community Health Center have any programs then that proactively address these systemic health problems that are connected to your mouth?
Yeah, we've been making progress since I've been here in the last 2 years about preventive dental care. And a lot of times we feel like we're just treating emergencies all day long, but really we are making huge steps in the way of preventive dentistry, and it all kind of starts out in the school system. We've been very lucky to be able to work with the elementary schools in the area, and I've been able to even go to the junior high, and I think I went to a freshman class, you know, 2 years ago, to be able to talk to the students about what they can do to take care of their teeth and what they might expect, and we talk a little bit about health and nutrition in general as well, and what we can do to prevent some of these problems, not only with their teeth but, you know, their whole body, and that was really great. And currently we are getting some processes, mostly just kind of referral systems, like I said, between the medical clinic and the dental clinic. We're all in the same building. We get lots of new mothers and pregnant mothers and people who are giving birth, and we want to make sure that they get screened and that their gums are healthy and that they know how to take care of their own teeth. Because mothers and primary caregivers, it's not just mothers, but dads who stay at home or even, you know, the daycare center employee, you know, even they could be considered a primary caregiver. And those individuals can pass bacteria to your child. And it's, we call that vertical transmission. So when bacteria are passed from an adult to the child, usually the primary caregiver, if that adult has periodontal disease or a lot of cavities, or especially untreated cavities, you want to make sure that they're getting the dental care that they need as well.
And so does that transmission happen by not washing your hands, that sort of thing?
It's usually like, you know, loving and kissing, like, you know, giving your kid a kiss or sharing like spoons and testing food to see if it's hot or whatnot, that kind of vertical transmission.
Okay. And going back to you being in schools, have children asked you any funny questions when you're in the schools and classrooms?
You know, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I definitely remember one child just blew me out of the water. And I was happy that this child challenged me so much. I think it was in third or fourth grade. I don't even remember. But we were talking about brushing teeth and brushing away the bacteria from your teeth and the sugar bugs and the germs and all these words that we try and use for bacteria. And we wanted to brush them away. And this girl said, well, there's good bacteria in your mouth. How come you're not brushing those away? You know? And I just, what a question for somebody from the elementary school. And I was really, I was struggling there. They always challenge you. I love the kids. So sometimes it's more fun than anything else. I think that they have a lot to say. It's great.
Yeah, there's a brilliant child in the making.
Yeah.
So what are your top five suggestions for maintaining a healthy mouth?
Oh, top five suggestions. Oh, well, I have a favorite phrase. And I try and tell all the elementary school kids and all of the high school kids and hope that they tell their parents. And I will just try and get it out over the airwaves now. So my favorite phrase regarding oral health is just floss the ones you want to keep. All right, pretty good advice. Flossing is pretty difficult. People don't like taking, you know, that extra 5 minutes at night to floss their teeth. And it would only take probably 30 seconds to floss the front ones if those are the only ones you want to keep. But anyway, just floss the ones you want to keep. And that's actually probably number one and two. And then my next suggestion then is, you know, brushing your teeth is great. But if you're only brushing your teeth for 20 seconds, you're probably not being as effective as you could be. And that plaque is sticky and it sticks to your teeth and you want to brush it off. And so brushing for about 2 minutes is very important. Stay away from sugar and energy drinks. And I think that this might be moving up to number one, depending on how many teenagers I see with cavities this year. But I think that that's so important. And it's not just about your teeth. That is 100% about your overall health and your muscles and your bones and your calcium and preventing yourself from getting osteoporosis. And that's really, really important. Let's see. We talked about soda. I don't know. Floss your teeth just once a day. So easy.
And what about if you're going to have one of those sugary drinks, because it may be something that, you know, they're not going to give up.
Right.
Then is it good to brush right after? I mean, does that combat at least the teeth portion?
Right.
If you're kind of drinking those sugary drinks in moderation and brushing? I mean, what do you think about that?
I think I just need to tell you not to drink soda. Just don't do it. If you look at the back of a soda can, it has like two or three different acid ingredients in it. It's so awful. Don't drink it. But if you have to, you can drink soda out of a straw. Definitely rinse your mouth with water after anything, like anything that's refined sugars or soda or whatever. Just rinse your mouth with water. And if you don't have toothpaste, you can just brush your teeth with a toothbrush and no toothpaste. So there's a lot of easy things that you can do to keep your mouth healthy.
Well, Dr. Tina, we're getting to the end of our half hour, so thanks for helping us learn more about healthy bodies on this evening's Tooth Nugget. Mm. And for those of you listening, if you are interested in learning more, you can contact the Sunshine Community Health Center's dental office at 733-9218.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. In the morning when you rise, and once more before you close your eyes, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Baby teeth fall out one day, but permanent teeth are here to stay. So brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush
it. You've been listening to Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Susitna Valley. Do you have a nugget you'd like to share? If you would like to host a show, be a guest on this program, or get involved in some other way, please call the station at 733-1700. You may also contact us through the website at ktna.org. Next week on Nuggets, host Holly Stinson talks to Bruce Gilbert about mountaineering in the 50s.